just try your best to describe what you're seeing out there now.
The Asheville community is severely hurting. Many areas are completely devastated. I'm currently standing over the Swannanoa River and Biltmore Village, looking down into it, and it is just absolutely decimated. What were once roads are completely covered in just fields of mud now as the waters start to recede a little bit. But the damage is unseen. This has never happened to this city before. Biltmore Village is just completely trashed through and through. The River Arts District, completely flooded. We have communities here in Western North Carolina. And please do excuse me, I'm sure you can hear FEMA and the Coast Guard are flying above currently to survey the damage and look for people who need help, because there are people that have not been rescued yet. Over 1,000 people have gone missing still, and we're nearing 100 dead.
Now, for people who don't know, when we talk about Biltmore Village, that is right outside the entrance to Biltmore itself, correct?
That is correct. The Biltmore Estate has sustained some significant damage from what I understand, but the waters here rose up 15 feet in the Biltmore Village area, completely covering the first floors and into the second floors of many of these buildings. Most people are not being allowed into the village at all because many buildings are now structurally unsound. The River Arts District, which is a neighboring area of Asheville, was completely underwater as well. Thousands, if not millions of dollars of damage to many of these stores that are very high-end art stores, very well-known district in the Asheville area, completely, as I said earlier, decimated.
Now, Michael, tell me about the basics, like cell phones, water, sewer. Is any of that operating right now?
Water and electricity, largely for the area, are still completely out. Some areas are starting to get electricity back. From what we hear from Duke Energy, they plan to have everybody that has lost power, that is still a standing structure, to be powered by the end of the week. There's no guarantee on that. We are getting some power back here and there, but power doesn't necessarily mean coming back with water. Water citywide is not potable at the moment. Water is very hard to find. Gasoline is hard to find. Gasoline, only a few gas stations are in the area, and the waits are astronomical. We're talking about sitting in line for hours. So if you're on E, if you are low on gas, do not go look for gas now. Wait until we get more resources into the area. Cell phone signal, it's come and go, spotty at best. We do have some resources from some companies like AT&T, T-Mobile, that are actually bringing in these satellite boosters that will help increase the signal strength for anybody in a certain area around it. And they're placing them strategically across Western North Carolina and Asheville.
So, Michael, most people realize that Asheville is a big part of its economy is tourism. And I'm sure you had tourists there that got caught in this. I can't imagine what their emotions are.
Well, many of the tourists were told to shelter in place, and we lost power here in Asheville. We had three dams in the area break in Western North Carolina, and a lot of it funneled through the Asheville area. So most tourists that were visiting for the time, whether it be weddings for the leaf change, whatever it may be, they were stranded, if not completely surrounded by water during this flood. We have literally thousands, hundreds of thousands of people without electricity. And all these tourists that came in, they also had no way in or out. The airport, all flights were canceled. It's being almost completely dedicated to emergency support and assistance in and out. So we're urging anybody who's trying to fly out of the area, do not even bother with the airport. Take 26, the one lane that's open in 26 southbound, straight to 85 and on over to Charlotte or down to Columbia or Greenville to repath those flights.
And then, of course, you got the whole issue of getting to Route 40, which I guess is pretty much disappeared. I should say Interstate 40, which has disappeared because the road has disappeared.
That is correct. That is correct. To the I-40 east from Asheville, they have a bridge that collapsed as well as a landslide. A mountain has collapsed down onto the interstate, two different locations. And the bridge north into Tennessee is completely washed away. So I-40 north is only good for from one side of the city to the other side. And as far as Waynesville, after that, you cannot pass anymore on that. 26 North is also gone.
That I-40, I-26, that's a main corridor for all kinds of truck traffic. I can't imagine what kind of impact that's going to have across the economy. I mean, that's going to be considerable.
Very much so. They are only allowing into the area through the interstate emergency vehicles and support vehicles. People trying to get in to check on loved ones are being turned away on the interstates because many of them are just simply blocked and the other is strictly being reserved for emergency vehicles. I'm not sure if you can hear, but all around are sirens, helicopters, trucks. They are all people trying to assist others.
Well, that's the good part of this story, and probably the only good part of this story is people helping people, because where you live, I can't imagine how many years it's going to take to rebuild. And you live in an area that's largely, its economy is based largely on tourism.
Very much so. But we have people at the beginning of the day, whenever I first started out to survey the area and see where I could assist, we were pulling people out of the mud and cleaning them up. They were missing shoes. They were missing articles of clothing. Mud caked into their skin, flaking off. We literally let them rinse themselves off, gave them new shoes, new socks, and directed them towards shelter, because so many people are so lost, and people don't even know how to contact each other.
Yeah, this truly is a rescue mission, is it not?
It absolutely is a rescue mission. This is a travesty for Western North Carolina and Asheville. This is unprecedented. The last time anything close to this happened was in 1916, and even now the floodwaters are 10 feet higher than they were in the year 1916. So this is the biggest flood in the history of the Asheville area, as far as we know it.
So, Michael, one last question, and that would be, what would you tell people who are sitting here and listening to what you're saying on the radio about what they can do to help?
They could look into assistance with FEMA. If you are affiliated with any emergency service responder, please do contact the American Red Cross. See how you may be of assistance. We have people from all over the country, as well as Canada, that have flown in to assist us. Just yesterday, I was speaking with a police chief from Louisiana, as well as two emergency responders from New Jersey that were here helping out on a river rescue mission. So please do not come into the area. Do not try to come into the area. Even if you can get here through back roads, we ask that you stay out. It is still not safe for your safety and the safety of your loved ones. But please look into donating to the American Red Cross, contributing with any assistance feasible with FEMA. And to be completely honest, maybe take water drives. Maybe take canned food drives, because food and water, potable water, are still so very scarce here.
Well, Michael, thank you. We want you to stay safe, young man, and Godspeed to you. I know you're helping out a lot of people who are in worse condition than you are, and good for you. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you very much, Manny. You have a great day.
Okay, buddy.